Taking the train is normally a stress-free way to travel, and in the winter, it can be one of the more reliable ways to get from A to B, as trains are less susceptible to bad weather than cars or planes. But over Christmas, passengers on Via Rail's The Ocean, which runs through Sackville on its way between Montreal and Halifax, got more than their fair share of stress when their trips were cancelled after they had already spent dozens of hours on board in delays and travel. Tim Heyman lives in Halifax and rides the train a lot. Even with a longer total travel time, he prefers the pace of a train trip.
Say, traveling is usually something that's, like, for all, in a lot of ways, especially if you're dealing through airports and planes and things like that, a lot of times travel can be kind of an additionally stressful thing as well. I find taking the train can just kind of, I can relax.
But when Heyman attempted to get home from Montreal to Halifax in time for Christmas this year, he ended up spending 30 hours on Via's The Ocean, and at the end of that time, he was back where he started, in Montreal. The return to his point of origin was the culmination of numerous delays and stops, all centered around a problem with the track that Via rents from CN. Heyman had first learned of the problem only minutes after leaving Montreal on the evening of December 23rd.
Basically, we'd gotten out of the station and just about as far as the bridge across the St. Lawrence, which is all of 5 minutes out of the train station, and the train stopped. And then we got word from the crew that they had just been informed that some section of the line ahead, which we would later find out was the part of the Montjoly subdivision, up around Montjoly to Rimouski, that kind of area, was impassable.
Via immediately sent The Ocean back to the station and delayed the departure, with passengers able to stay on the train overnight, getting on and off at Montreal as they pleased. The next morning at 6 a.m., they left the station again, under the understanding that by the time they got to Rimouski, CN would have the tracks cleared and The Ocean could continue its trip to Halifax.
And it wasn't until we got to Rivière-du-Loup, where we stopped and we ended up stopped there for a couple of hours. Initially, we didn't really have much clarification on things, but we got an update from the crew that they had found out at that point that the work still wasn't quite done. And so we were going to wait there until the line was cleared. It sounded like it had ended up being more work than was expected. But after a couple of hours there, we then got this update that I don't know the exact details of what CN was doing. I heard it had to do with trees that were down on the tracks largely. But the word at that point came that the crews that were working on that were finished for the day. They weren't going to have the line cleared, and it would be best case scenario sometime kind of midday on Christmas Day before they would have that cleared up.
Via now had two trains full of passengers, one coming from Montreal with Heyman on board, and another one that had left Halifax on the 23rd, stuck on either side of a track blocked by downed trees with no way to fix it. The very same trains were also scheduled to leave from Montreal and Halifax the next day. After some hours' delay, Via finally decided to abort both trips, sending each train back to its point of origin. The train coming from Halifax had been at a standstill in Campbellton since the previous night. Heyman says his train pulled back into Montreal at about 3 a.m. on Christmas morning. Via offered a full refund and travel credit, but Heyman opted not to chance trying the train as a second time and booked a flight home.
Actually, as soon as we got the word we were going back to Montreal, I had pulled things up on my phone and found a flight back the next day, because I wasn't terribly confident that, they did expect to run a train through the following, like on Christmas Day, there was a train leaving that evening from Montreal, which in the long run did make it through. So I guess they did have the line cleared eventually by then. But I wasn't at that point, after being on the train for more than 30 hours and ending up back where I started, I wasn't really looking to take a chance on that. So,
considering the 30-hour ordeal, Heyman does not sound nearly as incensed as you might expect. He is complimentary of Via's onboard staff and says there was no doubt or issue when it came to full refunds and travel credits. He also has a fairly deep understanding of the complexity of Via Rail's situation as a passenger rail provider in Canada. In addition to his affinity for the train, Heyman serves as president of Transport Action Atlantic, an advocacy organization that aims to protect and improve public transportation as an option for people in Atlantic Canada. As both a passenger and TAA's president, Heyman is calling for an inquiry into what happened, and he's hoping that both Via Rail and CN will have to answer for how it all went down with the closed track that was not fixed for more than 24 hours.
It's unfortunate, because aside from that, certainly the time that we were actually operating, like, there was no no real issue, like the amount of snow that had come down, ice, anything else. As far as the train being able to travel on the track that was open, you know, it was really no issue. It's really just that one section of the line that obviously once that's closed and you can't make it past there, there's very little option of what else to do with that, really. And I think that comes back to kind of the bigger issue here, which is some questions that I'm kind of left with about what CN, because obviously V is reliant on CN to be able to actually keep lines open, maintained and operating, and have some questions there about how much they were really doing to make sure that they were prepared for that storm, and what they actually did in making efforts to get things cleared up and opened.
Service on the ocean has been on a steady decline for decades. The once daily service now runs 3 days a week, making it impossible to use the train for quick return trips to the within the Maritimes. It's also slow. The full trip on the ocean currently takes about 22 hours, far longer than it used to take back when Hayman first started traveling by train. Hayman and TIA have been for years calling on the federal government to do something big for passenger rail, and according to Hayman, the situation is reaching a point of crisis in the Maritimes.
I think we're kind of hitting a bit of a turning point here, where if we don't see some action fairly soon, then unfortunately we might be really kind of just in the kind of the final days of the long-standing downward decline of passenger trains in this part of the country.
The House of Commons Committee on Transport has started an investigation into the travel chaos in Canada over the holidays, but so far the testimony has focused on air travel. Via Rail is expected to appear before the committee, but there's no indication that CN has been asked to appear.
I think for there to be a really serious turnaround, there needs to be a kind of fundamental shift at some level in our kind of national policy around rail transportation, and some real serious attention, I think, which at the end of the day really needs to come from the federal government, to actually recognize that this is an issue that needs to be resolved and that isn't being resolved in the current environment. VIA themselves, like as an organization, can come up with whatever plans they might want to try to improve their services, but they're fundamentally, they're constrained really by two things, which is first off the funding that they have available from the federal government, which has been a constant issue. And that's one part of this, is that, and the TAA has continued to advocate for, is that we really need to see increased operating funding provided to VIA, as well as additional capital funding for them to be able to actually replace equipment that's more than half a century old and stuff like that. But that can only ever go so far as long as they're in this spot of being fundamentally reliant on being able to convince CN particularly to play ball. And the only way that I can see that really happening is through significant action from the federal government.
That's Tim Hayman, president of Transport Action Atlantic, an advocacy group dedicated to improving public transportation in Atlantic Canada. That's it for Tantrum, our report for this Monday, January 16th. Thanks to the local donors who helped make the show possible. You can get in touch with us anytime at news@chmafm.com. I'm Erica Butler. Thanks for listening.